The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Know How, Know Who with me, Sally Scott. Today we're getting to know a fellow Nelson local and getting to know the tools they've used to get through the challenges they've faced. So we all know how to get through whatever life throws our way. So let's get in the know. Good morning. Today we're getting to know a Nelson local, Anjali Puri, and hearing her know how she used to get through a challenge she faced. And today we're talking with the struggle of organising three major events all in 1 year and how she managed to get through that. So let's get to know you a little better, Anjali. You worked at NMIT, which is where we're recording today, in the Mahitahi Kole. You are currently working for the Regional Development Agency and also Experience India. So tell me a little bit about the stressful time that you went through over the last year.
First of all, thank you for having me and giving me this opportunity to speak about myself. Thank you, Sally. And I definitely had three major events in last 1 year, which was like not even planned. It just came on my platter. And I couldn't say no because the opportunity was very nice and lucrative in the sense that it was the opportunity to showcase Indian culture to Nelson. Mm-hmm. So I didn't say no without thinking that how much pressure I'm taking on myself.
Yeah.
With full-time job. Like I work for NRDA, Nelson Regional Development Agency, full-time. And there is a bit of expectation because I manage a lot of stuff which is like has a timeline attached to it, and we can't escape those timelines. But and saying yes to the events again comes like adding more timeline in your limited 24 hours. But so, it was stressful. Yes.
So you're working full time. Plus, I know you've got a family.
I do.
So it's juggling family, working full time,
yes,
and then events you've got to plan, yes, outside of that in your little fraction, yes, of a spare time.
And then we bought a house in middle of this year, and then I sent my daughter to university in the same year. So it was like juggling so many balls.
So you had lots of balls up in the air.
Yes.
So
I didn't let anyone fall.
So none of the balls fell. That is good. That's good.
That's good.
So tell me a bit more about the three events that you organized.
Two of them were Diwali. Diwali is an Indian major festival. It's been celebrated hugely in New Zealand in major cities. But Nelson hasn't seen that kind of a vast celebration for Diwali.
Yeah.
So the last year one was my first one. I did it with another friend of mine. Mm-hmm. So there was a support. But this time in 2023, I managed the whole event on my own. Without anyone's support, especially in the admin side or the compliance, mm-hmm, side or the paperwork side. But we definitely had team in terms of volunteers, mm-hmm, including Indians as well as the Kiwi people. Because
nice.
Many Kiwi people said, oh, you are an Indian. You should celebrate the festival rather than doing the volunteer work. And that's why they came on the board. I'm so thankful to them. But I never expected that it will be that huge. That was not in the agenda. But it turned out to be like, it's not in hundreds, but in thousand people turned up. And
wow.
Yeah, and a lot of food stall people. So I end up managing volunteers, stall holders, contractors, and the paperwork. And
that sounds like a lot.
It was quite a lot. I used to wake up at 4 a.m. Like, because my mind was not stopping thinking, yeah, that there's so many ticks to be done. Again, there was a deadline. You commit, you show something to Nelson in terms of a advertisement, or we'll do this. But now the time comes when you have to prove it. Show that rosy picture in actual. So it was stressful. I couldn't sleep properly. My sleeping hours were erratic. Like, I used to come back from work at say 5-ish and used to go sleep by 6 and then get up by 8 or 9 midnight,
mm-hmm,
and there was no dinner time, there was no sleeping pattern. I was like a walking dead body.
So and you managed to get through, even though you were a walking dead body with erratic sleep and waking up at all hours of the night to get the job done.
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like to plan an event like that, I know nothing about that side of things, but...
You don't get paid also.
So a voluntary event.
It is all voluntary, just for the community, because you feel passion for it.
Yeah, so something that the Diwali is really important to you and you wanted to get that community engaged.
Yes, I think community engagement was my main focus, not the festival, because Indians have like more than 17 festivals to celebrate. But though Diwali is a major one, and because you don't have to publicize more about Diwali because many New Zealanders already know about it.
Yeah.
But again, for me, the focus was community engagement. That's the right word you used.
Good, I knew the terminology.
You do.
So that you did two Diwali events and then you did a food event as well, is that right?
Yes. Like I said, I'm more about community engagement. I thought, why should we wait for another year to celebrate Diwali? So after first Diwali, I saw the gap and I was feeling that, I should do something. And it's all about Indian food always. You don't need to sell that. It's already been sold in the whole world. So, plus for me, another focus was to invite Indian businesses to come on board and do some business through that, basically. And it was a new venture, again, new concept in my mind. So, it was hard to put it into an execution. Like, you think of something and now you have to execute. So, that process becomes more stressful because... You don't get time. You don't get second chance. You have to just do it in one go.
And hope that it works out.
And hope that it works. But it did. It did.
And so how did the event go?
It was successful. We didn't sell many tickets, but we ended up inviting people to the event. And it was, monetarily, it was not sold out. But we had a full house full in terms of people coming up for the food.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we gave the presentation about the food, like there are a couple of facts which Indian culture had, like sharing some knowledge and creating some cultural awareness around food. And it was a sit down dinner, very lavish kind of atmosphere which we had. Not like be in the queue, take a food from the food
store. Yeah, so not like getting a takeaway. It was actually sitting down and enjoying the occasion.
It was a full
platter
actually.
Yeah.
And we served the food which you generally don't get it in Nelson. So it was a new dishes got introduced. And we were explaining what these are.
Yeah. So a bit of education as well as enjoying
good
food.
You can say
food.
That.
Yeah.
Yes. It was, for me, it was cultural awareness. It was like, if you end up tasting something new dish, you understand, Indians don't eat those spicy and curry foods. There is some lighter version to the food as well. Mm. It's less spicier and more vegetarian options. Like everything is vegetarian in all my three, because I personally don't eat non-veg. Plus, during the festival, we end up having vegetarian food. And the food fest was also vegetarian.
Yeah.
So, given a lot of vegetarian options from Nelson people.
That would probably be new for lots of people to try something without meat or chicken.
And still feel healthy.
Yes, and enjoy the taste of it.
Yes.
Because often we think that something that's vegetarian is going to be boring, but I'm sure it was not boring at all.
No. I'll totally disagree with that. I am a vegetarian since birth. I always enjoy my meat. Mm. Yeah.
Right.
I don't even miss having meat in my platter.
No. So with these events, I mean, they sound like a huge amount of work, especially since it's voluntary and you've got your full-time job and your daughters and your husband at home and selling your house, getting a new house, moving. I mean, this has been a very full year. So you're still alive and standing, as I can see you now, sitting here at MIT. So what were the things that helped you to survive? To get through all that.
I think you need to have a passion and the vision.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my personal feeling. Like, until and unless you don't have a passion for something, you'll start feeling frustrated. You start feeling a burden on your shoulders.
Yeah.
But if you have a passion, you'll keep going. No matter how much toll it takes on your body, how much toll it takes on your workload or time it consumes, or the monetary benefit it comes through. You don't think about those things. Because I had a passion for my community, for my uplifting the image for India, basically. So that was my passion. And you also like the fact that you achieved something in the end. Yeah. In your work life, you don't see getting something being achieved in such a short time. But events is just planned for 3 months. And after 3 months, you have an end product. So that was my major focus for going on non-stop. Every month, every day.
So when you weren't getting much sleep at night, it was the passion that was that was keeping you going.
Yes, I never cribbed, I never cried. But yes, you do feel that pressure, but it's not, it doesn't come with the sadness. So you have a that kind of a time ticking on your mind. You feel that some things are beyond your control, you can't control it. But it doesn't make you sad. It doesn't make you sit down and crib for it or cry for it. So that's a difference in feeling stressed. I did feel stressed, no doubt, but I never felt that I'm feeling low.
Yeah, so stressed but not low.
No, okay.
So when you're feeling stressed, how would we know that Anjali Puri is stressed? What would we notice?
Okay, physically you will see lack of sleep. I immediately lose my sleep. The second thing is, you'll see me talking aggressively. Like, I'm thankful to that only my kids know, so not the third person.
We need to ask your daughters.
Yes, ask them, and they'll simply say, my husband and both daughters, they'll say, calm down. But if you will enter the house or any third person enters the house, they will never come to know that I'm stressed out. So I know where to de-stress in front of the people. I've chosen those lucky three in my house.
So when you're stressed, you let your know-how that you're sharing is you de-stress in front of your family that care about you.
Yes.
But in front of the
public,
the workplace and the public, then there's no stress showing there. You would just look like
the normal Anjali. Yeah, I look very normal, yes.
We wouldn't know. Still smiling.
Yes. I think that's again a different thing in myself. I think I'm built up like this. I always end up smiling more. I end up laughing sometimes in a stressful situation. So that's how I show. And if something, I mess it up, I'll start laughing rather than feel, I'll never show the other side. I'll end up laughing more. Maybe I'm laughing now. That's the
stressed.
You're making me stressed.
So we know now that when there's laughter happening in your sense of humor, that you may be stressed.
Yes.
But what a good way to get through a hard time is by laughing your way through it, because that releases all sorts of good hormones in your body that makes you feel better anyway. So a really good know-how to share. So you said that your sleep was a bit erratic when you were going through these events and moving house. How did you cope with not so much sleep?
I don't know. Your body doesn't tell you that you're feeling low in energy. I used to come to my work after 3 hours sleep in like full day.
You know your work is going to be listening to this recording. Your secrets are out now.
Let them know. At least then. But I think I'm lucky in this space that NRDA gives me the flexibility to go early home and then start work late. So there is a bit of a flexibility. No question asked if you do your work properly. So I think I'm blessed in that. And same as the NMIT, I think. It was just the same. I'm blessed in that way. I think that also adds to the factor that you can take the extra challenge because, you know, the pressure is not from your workplace.
Yeah.
That is also helpful. Events always, it's not easy to do events as such, but I had the confidence to do it because NRDA, my workplace, manages city council events funding.
Yeah.
So I know the back end compliance side, like how the events get organized. Plus, I realized that it's very easy. And if you understand the process, it's very easy to do it. And all you need is just the content, what you want to do. And for me, it was very easy because I'm an Indian. I knew that Diwali is not getting celebrated. So let's do it. I think I can say that I was lucky.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, the know-how of having your employer that is prepared to be flexible with yes. your work hours.
I think they were more supportive knowing that I was doing an event for the Nelson region. They were more supportive in that space.
Mm.
Like, and everyone, and most of them come and attended my on Diwali this year, as well as the last year as well. Mm. Yeah.
So your workplace is really supportive of the events that you put on for the community.
They are. And they put me in the right direction. If I have to go and talk to a venue hire person, they let me know whom to go to and speak to, rather wasting my own time.
Mm.
So again, it comes and joins the dot in the time management. I don't end up wasting time somewhere.
Mm.
I know where to go, whom to contact directly. And definitely when it comes through the reference, you know the Nelson, like you have to know the person. So if I'm knocking the door at the right time, at the right door, it generally gets done.
Mm.
Yeah, that's also a plus.
So it's about those connections, the know-how of,
yes.
you know, your people in your work community pointing you in the right direction of who yes. to contact to get the job done quickly rather than you struggling on your own.
Correct.
Yeah, so good know-how. It's about having good connections in the right place.
Yes.
That can help you out.
It helps me quite a lot.
Time.
Yeah. Very much. I'm so thankful.
And so how did it impact you? I know you've got two daughters, you said. So how did they notice you being wrapped up in your events? Or did they get involved?
Was it stressful for them? No. I can't say it was stressful for them. Otherwise, I'll start feeling guilty. But yes, they help me quite a lot. So my elder one, Nikita, she does MC for the events, basically. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to look out and search for MC. She's okay. good in communication. She takes over the stage. The younger one, she helps me in making decorations. And so basically wherever she can helps me. And sometimes I just give her the list in cross-check it, a couple of things in logistics side. So they both are very helpful. Plus, they knew that I'm stressed out in terms of like so consumed in my both full-time jobs. I end up calling, they both are my full-time jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So working 80 hours in a week. So they never expected anything extra from me. Like, I think that's a blessing again.
Yeah. So you got your daughters roped in to help. One is a master of ceremonies and other one the decorating. So yes. real...
Plus cooking. Yeah. Cooking at home.
So lots of people helping you. I mean, yes. having a supportive Back work end. Environment, but yes. also your family. Leaning on your family when and you I'm need taking, some extra help.
And I'm taking that good name here.
Yeah. So you get all the accolades, how
yes,
wonderful
I
they
get
was.
Credit.
Yeah. And behind the scenes, you've got your family working with you. Great. So, I mean, you shared some amazing know-how about, you know, laughing your way through things when things are stressful, even if there's little sleep. But having good support around you from your work, having a good supportive environment as an employer, using your family to help you where they can, and... having connections in the community so that you know who to ask for what.
Yes.
When you need some help.
Oh,
good strategies, good know-how. Thank you for sharing. So, I mean, we've talked a bit about your challenging year. So, what are you up to now? What's next for Anjali?
Next event.
Yeah.
I already booked my dates for next Diwali, 2024. I'm planning to embed some Indian culture and other Nelson regional events, which is like art festival, Tuku, Feast Pakatu. So all these are regional events. And they have, I see the potential. We don't have much of the Indianness in those events. So it'd be good. So I've started having those conversations. But I've already started that. But people are saying, no, you need a pause. You take your time off. You need to de-stress yourself. But again, like I said, I never felt being stressed out. Stress was just a timeline related stress. So not feeling low or need something to recharge me up. I was always charged up.
And I think I can see it's your passion. So when it's your passion, it's different than if it's just work.
Correct.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing your know-how today, Anjali. And you have a song that you've chosen. Would you like to tell us the name of the song and why you'd like to hear it this morning?
The name is Lajpana, and it is it's from my country, basically. I hope you like the music and the tone. But if you can understand the lyrics, it says that it does talk about that the sadness, the sorrow, or the stress is not around me. Or maybe you can decode it as like, we don't bother about the sadness, we don't bother about this stress around us, we just carry on. So that's my mantra, just carry on. The things will pass. If they are out of control, just sit, relax, the things will pass.
The things will pass. So thank you for being here today, and let's end Know How, Know Who this morning and have a listen to your song. Thank you, Anjali.
Thank you.
मैं लजपाला दे लड़ लगियां मैं लजपाला दे लड़ लगियां मेरे तो गम परे रहंदे मैं लजपाला दे लड़ लगियां मेरे तो गम परे रहंदे मैं लजपाला दे लड़ लगियां गम परे रहंदे मेरी आसां उम्मीदां दे मेरी आसां उम्मीदां दे सदा बूटे हरे रहंदे मैं लजपाला दे लड़ लगियां मेरे तो गम परे लजपाला दी मंगतियां मैं लजपाला दी मंगतियां मेरे पल्ले परे रहंदे मैं लजपाला दे लड़ लगियां मेरे तो गम परे जिन्ना दे मुर्शद रुस जांदे जिन्ना दे मुर्शद रुस जांदे ओ जूंदे जी मरे रहंदे मैं लजपाला दे लड़
ਲੜ ਲੱਗੀਆਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੋਂ ਗਮ ਪਰੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ
been listening to Know How, Know Who with me, Sally Scott. We'll get to know another Nelson local on the next edition of Know How, Know Who. You can also find more episodes by searching under the Programs tab on our website freshfm.net or on accessmedia.nz. Thanks for getting in the know with me.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.